Next presentation is Dr. Heather Alker, and she's got two of her students with her. She is a board-certified OBGYN and is completing her second year of a preventive medicine fellowship in the Department of Family Medicine at the UMass Medical School. Okay. Good morning. Welcome to our presentation on the development of a maternal child health visit evaluation tool. This is a collaborative project between the University of Massachusetts Medical School and Pernay Family Health Service. I have no financial or other relationship to disclose, nor do our other presenters or authors. I want to acknowledge all our authors who are here. We have Suzanne Cashman, who is our faculty. She is a professor and director of community health in the Department of Family Medicine at UMass Medical School. We have two third-year medical students from UMass, Josiah Bate and Lauren Veit, who you'll be hearing from shortly, and Sheila Dooley is the executive director of Pernay Family Health. Thank you. This project stems from a two-week immersion program in population health for second-year students at the University of Massachusetts Medical School and the Graduate School of Nursing. This two-week required rotation called the Population Health Clerkship is administered by the Department of Family Medicine at over 20 sites across Massachusetts. The goal of this clerkship is to expose medical students and Graduate School of Nursing students to public health concepts such as population health and community health, whereas the community is seen as a unit of care as opposed to clinical medicine, where the individual is seen as a unit of care. This two-week rotation is done at over 20 sites across Massachusetts. Various hosting organizations include city, county, and state departments of public health, as well as community organizations and public health clinics. The students are able to select the rotation that they are interested in. There are various populations of interest examined, as well as various health topics. So these two students, as well as two other medical students last year, rotated at Pernay Family Health Service, where the population of interest is inner city families, and the topic examined is parenting and family stability. As part of the two-week rotation, the team gives something back to the hosting organization. That is the service project, and the service project is a data-driven tool, a survey, or proposal that helps the community organization advance healthcare delivery to the population they serve. So our evaluation tool was developed as our service project last year while we spent 2 weeks at Pernay. Both UMass Medical School and Pernay Family Health are in Worcester, Massachusetts.
So Worcester, Massachusetts is the second largest city in New England, and it has a population of about 181,000. About 19% of the residents in Worcester have incomes at or below the federal poverty level, and one in seven families live in poverty. However, there's like 50% of families headed by a single mother live in poverty. And since about 2007, 2008, when we had the recession, the childhood poverty in Worcester has been steadily increasing from about 25% in 2007 to 31.5% in 2011. And looking at poverty, the group of people that seems to be affected the most are households headed by a female, and also, in addition, have children less than 5 years old. So organizations like Pernay are trying to close these gaps and try to provide services, especially to the families with children less than 5 years, the infant stage. So a little bit of background about Panay. It's a nonprofit organization that was founded in 1955 by the Little Sisters of the Assumption, and it's in Worcester's Green Island neighborhood. The mission is to strengthen families, and it does this through a number of programs. The Early Intervention Program, which helps children with developmental delays, and also the Maternal and Child Nursing Program, which is the program we primarily worked with, and nurses provide home visits for mothers, for pregnant mothers, and also mothers with infants. There's also the Family Support Services, which provides services such as the Parenting Group and also a Father's Group. It also has supports and provides a Father's Group at the Worcester County Jail, and the goal of all of this is to strengthen the families and provide better, a more stable family for the children. And also a family community development, which involves Panay supports an ice rink in the community, as well as provide food aid, an emergency food aid for the community as well. So the program we primarily worked with is the maternal and child nursing, and we're trying to provide a tool to help give a more systematic approach to the home nursing visits.
So in developing a maternal child health home visit nursing tool, we had a couple of specific goals in mind. First, we wanted to develop a methodical approach that would optimize the benefit of the three visits typically covered by insurance. We also wanted to ensure that assessment of basic skills, resources, social history, and future goals were done at some point in the maternal child health home nursing visits, and that this was documented. We found that systematic documentation was sometimes lacking in this particular program, and we wanted to make, again, documentation a goal just for purposes of ensuring quality of care and creating a way to track data and outcomes. We wanted to make something that would help the nurse quickly identify areas of focus for visits. We wanted to enable complete and appropriate follow-up at future visits. And we wanted to improve continuity of visits and optimization of the nurse-family relationship. So in developing this tool, we had a systematic approach. Heather, Josiah, myself, and then the two other medical students on our team went out into the community with a variety of maternal child health nurses and observed as many home visits as we could over the course of a two-week period. We then reflected on both an individual and group basis on what we saw, in particular noting what went well, what seemed most effective and helpful, what parenting skill sets were most commonly lacking in the populations that we were working with, what teaching occurred, and how this teaching and progress was assessed from visit to visit. Did the nurse assess that the family had adequate resources, and if resources such as diapers were not available, how was this addressed both immediately in the short term, and how was this monitored from visit to visit to ensure that this lack of resources wouldn't be a chronic problem? We also looked at whether the nurse assessed social support, integration with the community, and future goals ranging from education, employment, daycare enrollment, pregnancy prevention. We looked to see if there were any missed opportunities for education or connection with additional resources. And we looked to see whether the appointment was documented in such a way that another nurse could effectively cover the next visit if that needed to happen. Then after we reflected on all of the questions I listed above, we created a list of what we found to be the effective strategies used by the nurses over the course of our observation. And we organized these strategies into four categories: maternal education, connections with resources, assessment of social support, and assessment of future goals. We then performed a literature review on maternal child health home visits, and using data that we gathered, revised our list to ensure that our approach was evidence-based. We created a draft of the home visit tool, and then we asked for feedback from the executive director of Panay, the agency that we were working with, and the nurses who would be using it. And then based on this nursing feedback, we revised our tool to make it more user-friendly. And this is a sample page from the tool that we created. The entire tool is listed as a handout on the website for this conference. We just included visit one here. Visit two and three look very similar, so that again, the same outcomes can be tracked from visit to visit. So as you can see, we have a list of the maternal education objectives that we found important based on the visits that we observe, and we have columns to indicate whether the nurse believes that the mother demonstrates understanding, needs improvement, what education was performed, and any comments that would be helpful for the next visit. And then in the second page, we have areas to document resources, social support, and future goals. And then again, we have areas for nurses to document any information that they think will be helpful for future visits.
So the tool was developed during the two-week rotation. Unfortunately, since we developed the tool, Perne has had staffing changes, which has delayed the implementation of the tool. There was one maternal child health nurse who was particularly excited about using this tool. She moved on from the organization to advance her education. In reflecting on what we learned during our two-week rotation, the students and I had a lot of exposure to social determinants of health, and seeing individuals more as part of a family and part of a community and how that affects their health. We were also able, in terms of our service project, see that with a small organization such as Perne, a staffing change may affect the success of the project. We do have a champion of the tool in the executive director, Sheila Dooley, who is here, who is excited to implement the tool, so it will eventually happen. Initiating a project as a small community organization obviously involves a lot of people, not just the nurses, the director who's on board, but also just staff in terms of administrative, getting this paperwork into play. We've also learned that this partnership with Perne and UMass grows every year. We just completed our third rotation. I did two rotations last year and this year, and I feel each year that this relationship matures so that the students learn more and more on their rotation, because they've already, Perne is used to hosting the students and integrating with the staff at Perne. This year, as my second year, I already knew the staff at Perne, so we were quickly able to start our project, work with the staff that we needed to work with. Also, I was able to share information with Perne this year. As part of requirement, I rotated through the Department of Public Health in Boston, and I was able to meet the program director of the Early Intervention Partnerships Program at the state level. So this year when I was at Perne, I was able to use those connections. I shared our tool with the director of the Early Intervention Partnerships Program, who thought it looked very interesting to her. I was also able to speak with her about what Perne does and talk to her about her programs. An interesting program that would apply for the population at Perne would be a program that serves pregnant and early postpartum moms who are at risk or screen positive for perinatal depression. It's founded in 2007. It's a 10-week support group. Perne already does support groups, as Josiah mentioned, fathers groups, parenting skills groups. So this would be something that is of interest to Perne. Finally, I was able to bring back to Perne evaluation tool. This is a tool that the participants are surveyed after their 10-week support group, and they're able to express what they learned during the group. And this is something that Perne, I think, will find very useful. So that's sort of the value added that we've built up over the 2 years, that we were able to provide service projects each year, and I was also able to provide them some information and an evaluation form from a state program. Thank you very much.